The number of subscribers to the New York Times and the Washington Post have skyrocketed during the Trump administration. But in the middle of the country, many local newspapers are shutting down. Circulation numbers have dropped and advertising revenues have plunged. That has one big daily trying something new. Former Mountain West News Bureau Nate Hedgie reports.
Local newspapers do more than just give you the comics and a crossword puzzle every morning. They tell you what's going on in your town.
What buildings are going to be torn down and what's going to come in their place?
That's Salt Lake Tribune reporter Kathy Stevenson. She says newspapers show what your local government is up to behind closed doors.
How are they addressing, you know, environment and traffic and all the things that are really important to you and your family?
Stevenson would know. She's been working at the Tribune since 1982. She's seen the ups and the downs of the business. Before the internet, newspapers like this were flourishing. They were the place where companies could post an ad or you could try and sell your old car in the classifieds. And you had to pay the paper to do that. But now we can sell something or get our news for free on sites like Facebook. And this has all but doomed local newspapers. Last year, the Salt Lake Tribune cut a third of its staff. Stevenson is taking me on a tour of the newsroom and points to a row of empty gray cubicles.
This is a little bit of the sad part. We have a great big newsroom that used to be filled, but as we've had layoffs, you know, it's a little lonely in certain parts of the newsroom that don't get used.
And that's why the Salt Lake Tribune is trying something new, something that looks a little bit more like public radio. You see, earlier this month, it became the first legacy newspaper in the country to transform itself into a nonprofit organization. This means it's shrugging off private ownership and instead will rely mostly on cash donations, corporate donors, and a planned journalism endowment created by some of those funds. Jennifer Napier Pierce is the Tribune's editor-in-chief. She says the old business model,
it doesn't work anymore. It's broken.
The Tribune hopes this new model will open the door to donations from both regular folks and philanthropists who want to support public service journalism.
It's interesting. I came on as the editor 3 years ago, and a lot of people say, I love the Tribune. It's such an institution in the state of Utah. How can I support it beyond my subscription? And I had to say, advertise, you know, there weren't a lot of options. Now there's another option where people can support the paper, the institution that they love, and get a tax deduction.
This business model is novel for a legacy newspaper, but it isn't new. Online media outlets like the Texas Tribune, the Nevada Independent, and the Montana Free Press have been running as nonprofits for a while. Mia Parrish is a former newspaper publisher and media professor at Arizona State University.
I think it makes a lot more sense than the current business model.
She says there's an inherent conflict in there. Many papers are beholden to shareholders or corporate interests whose bottom line is making money. But she says a journalist is beholden to readers.
So a nonprofit model is much more reflective of the mission that we have.
Still, she says it isn't a magic bullet.
You can still mess it up. It still costs money to do the journalism.
And sometimes that cash only comes from a few big donors. So if they pull out, the organization can fail.
I've seen too many nonprofits who have gone before us who went down that road.
That's Larry Rickman. He's editor-in-chief of the Colorado Sun. It's an online news outlet started by former staffers from the Denver Post after that legacy paper downsized. Rickman says the Sun has shied away from having a single big source of money and instead relies on online members who give $5 or $10 a month. But like public radio, you can still get the news for free. Unlike public radio, though, the Sun is still a for-profit business, although Rickman says they aren't raking in the cash.
We're not trying to get rich off of this. We're trying to do good work for Colorado, and so far, so good.
Back at the Salt Lake Tribune, editor Jennifer Napier Pierce is putting her money on the nonprofit model. She says she's optimistic her readers will step up and support an important institution that's been around for more than a century.
There's this thing called democracy, and I hate to get too lofty about it, but really, I mean, if you do not have reliable information, you cannot self-govern.
Pierce hopes that the Tribune's new nonprofit status will chart a course for other struggling local papers across the country. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.